St. Augustine very succinctly described prayer as being an exercise of desire. In other words, prayer is our opportunity in our communication with God to manifest that the deepest desire of our heart is to be in relationship with Him. And when we consider that the final goal of our life is to live in eternal communion with the Most Holy Trinity, then it also makes sense that this desire would be exercised in our prayer life or in our relationship and communication with God, which is really what we call prayer. Today's Gospel points out a couple of very important highlights of our prayer life, and in particular manifests two dimensions to prayer which ought to be present. The first dimension is brought out when Jesus tells his disciples, "Do not babble as the pagans do." In other words, what Jesus is protecting against there, or warning against there, is don't let your prayer become a kind of meaningless or mindless repetition of words without any thought or feeling or heart being put behind those words. Prayer is meant to be something personal and intimate with God. It's meant to be a communication and a sign of a real relationship that we have with Him. And therefore, the danger of turning prayer into the mere formulaic recitation of words is something which is going to stop far short from a heartfelt relationship with the Lord. And so this is really the first dimension which is brought out, that prayer should be something which is intimate and personal, a real relationship that we have with God. And this is on a subjective part of our relationship with Him. The second part of prayer, though, which is brought out to today's Gospel, is when Jesus teaches His disciples the Lord's Prayer, which is the prayer Jesus gave to us. It is, in a way, the perfect prayer on account of that. And it really teaches us how we are to communicate and pray to God. In particular, I think it's always striking that the Our Father is composed of seven petitions within it. And it's striking that really every one of those petitions has to do with our journey from earth toward heaven. We're not praying in the Our Father for all sorts of material prosperity. We're not praying that we would win our athletic competitions. We're not praying for all sorts of self-interested things, which can be our kind of natural tendency. But rather, we're praying for those most important things, the most essential things in life. Deliver us from evil. Protect us from temptation. Help us to be able to forgive one another as we desire to be forgiven. Let your will be done. And even the petition for our daily bread is really more accurately translated as the supersubstantial bread. In other words, it's a reference to the Eucharist and to spiritual nourishment as much as it is for bodily food. So Jesus is really teaching us how to pray for what is most important, because He knows, and we also know, that it's easy for our prayer to become clouded with a self-centeredness or a self-interest. And therefore, Jesus teaches us to pray for what is most important. So in summary, in today's Gospel, Jesus really points out two main aspects of our prayer life. That on the one hand, it should be something personal and intimate, a real relationship of depth and heart with the Lord. And on the other hand, that our prayer life should also be guided by the great prayers of the Church. The Our Father, the Sacred Liturgy, the Liturgy of Hours, the Hail Mary, the Rosary. Because in those great prayers, we also find this path of purification to really ask for what is most important. And so those two dimensions of prayer are absolutely critical, because if we only kind of go with the prayer from the heart, eventually we can get to a point where we're more talking to ourselves than God, and therefore we need that aspect to be guided by the great prayers of the Church that Jesus has taught us. And on the other hand, if we only go with recited formulaic prayer, our relationship with God can become rather wooden and stony and lack that personal dimension. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that we would truly take our prayer life seriously, to see it as being this exercise of our desire to want to be in communion with the Most Holy Trinity, And let us ask God for the grace that we would always have this balance, that our prayer would be personal and intimate, and at the same time that we would always allow it to be guided by the great prayers of the church that Jesus has given to us. Amen.